国的各地方教会有一个共同的主题，就是传福音。
For this year, the central theme for the U.S. churches is to evangelize.
所以每一个月这个总会有定一个题目，让各地方教会来传讲跟讨论。
So for each month, the USGA has a topic for each local church to discuss.
因为主耶稣升天以前交付门徒两个大使命。
Because before Jesus Christ ascended to heaven, he entrusted the disciples two missions.
第一个就是往普天下传福音。
The first is to go out to the world and to preach the gospel.
信而受洗，必然得救。
Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved.
那第二个就是牧养主的羊。
And second is to feed his lamb.
所以今天这个使命就是托付给我们教会。
And today these two missions are entrusted to the church.
所以教会所有的工作都是直接间接在支援这两大项目。
And so all the holy work in the church is related to these two missions.
第一个就是宣道，第二个就是牧养。
And the first is evangelism, and the second is pastoral work.
我们先来看哥林多后书。
Let's first turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians.
后书的第五章。
Chapter 5.
哥林多后书五章二十节跟二十一节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20 and 21. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. Verse 21. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
这个二十节讲我们做基督的使者。
Here in verse 20 mentions that we are ambassadors for Christ.
然后神借着我们来劝人与神和好。
And that through God through us is pleading through us to be reconciled for other people to be reconciled with God.
所以我们每一个人在神的面前身份是非常的尊贵。
So all of us have a very noble status in front of God.
那我们是神的大使。
And we are his ambassadors.
那我们的使命就是劝人与神和好。
And the mission that's entrusted to us is for us to help others to reconcile with God.
如果我们看圣经里面的教训，
If we look at the teachings in the Bible,
我们现在已经进到我们人类历史的最后一个阶段。
We are at the very end stage of human history.
主耶稣在马太福音24章在讲世界末日的一些预兆。
In the Gospel of Matthew chapter 24, Jesus talked about the signs of the end times.
这个外在饥荒、瘟疫、地震、国东打东、民攻打民。
There's famine, earthquakes, all sorts of calamities.
这个都是主要来以前的一些预兆。
And these are the signs of the coming of the end.
所以我们翻开报纸来看里面真的是有很多都是跟圣经的教训非常的相近。
So if we look at the news, we see that there's a lot of things already happening that's also what the Bible said.
那在提摩太后书里面讲末世有危险的日子来到。
And in 2 Timothy, it records that in the end times, there will be dangerous times.
那个就不是外在的那个是指人的心败坏堕落。
And that is not referring to what's going on outside in the world, but it's rather referring to people's hearts.
所以我们可以看到整个世界这个道德罪恶越来越堕落，罪恶越来越深。
So we can see how the morals in society is reduced.
所以守道越来越难。
So it's harder and harder to keep God's word.
这个就是末世的预兆。
And these are the signs of end time.
但是最清楚的就是挪亚要毁灭当时四代，神叫挪亚造方舟。
But the most clear sign was that in Noah's time, before God destroyed the world with the flood, God told Noah to build the ark.
那造好了，挪亚全家进去，洪水就来到。
And when the ark was built, Noah's family entered into the ark and the flood came.
那真教会就是末世的方舟。
And the true church is the ark in the end time.
在1917年建立。
It was established in 1917.
现在已经超过100年了。
And it has been over 100 years.
我们现在教会已经传到五大洲。
And our church has been spread to 5 continents.
所以真教会的建立就是最后一个阶段末世的开始。
So the establishment of the true church is the beginning of the end times.
所以我们处在这个人类的最后一个阶段，我们的使命非常清楚，就是要传福音。
So our mission is very clear in this end time, which is to evangelize.
那预备主的再临。
And to prepare for the Lord's coming.
所以我们每一个人这个使命都托给我们。
So this mission has been entrusted to every one of us.
如果我们看罗马书它怎么讲。
So let's see what the book of Romans says.
罗马书的第十章。
Book of Romans chapter 10.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
请读。
How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?
十五节。
Verse 15. And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things.
这个十四节讲如果我们没有信他，我们怎么会求他呢
？So in verse 14 says, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed?
我们如果没有听见他，怎么会信他呢
？And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard of?
没有传道，怎能听见呢
？And how shall they hear without a preacher?
所以要更多人得到救恩，第一个就是要更多人来传道理。
So in order for more people to receive the salvation, we need more preachers.
如果我们去传福音传一百个。
If we could preach to 100 people.
有可能就有十个他有兴趣要来教会听到。
Maybe 10 of them are interested and would come to church.
那他有机会来教会听到，十个里面就可能有一个。听了以后这个很好，我要信。
And of the 10 who take the chance to come into the church to listen, maybe one of them will accept the truth and come and believe.
所以如果没有人去传道，就没有慕道者到教会。
So if no one went out to preach, then we would not have true seekers coming.
如果更多人去传道，就有更多慕道者在教会。
But if we have more people preaching, then there will be more friends.Coming to true seek.
那如果更多慕道者到教会，就有更多人可能就会来受洗接受救恩。
And if there's more true seekers coming to the church, then there will be more people coming to accept and receive salvation.
所以我们每一个人都希望教会能够发展。
And all of us want the church to grow.
这不只是神的荣耀。
It's not just about the glory of God.
教会如果发展，我们每一个人都会得恩典。
In addition to that, when the church grows, everyone will receive grace.
但是当我们想到教会成长，有时候我们常常想说，谁应该做什么？
But sometimes when it comes to about the growth of the church, we will think, so and so should do this.
但如果我们这样想教会可能永远没有办法发展。
But if we think this way, then the church will never grow.
那我们现在把它调转一个方式来想。
So let's change our mindset.
教会是什么？
What is the church?
就是我们大家坐在这里受洗的，就是教会的一份子。
So once you're baptized, you're a part of the member of the church.
那我们每一个人想教会要发展，我应该做什么？
So we should ponder for the church to grow, what should I do?
哦，那如果每一个人都想我应该做什么，那教会就会开始发展。
If every one of us can think in this manner, what should I do? Then the church will grow.
哦，那我应该做什么？
So what should I do?
哦，除了祷告之外，就是去宣讲福音。
Other than praying, we could go out and preach.
啊，所以啊，如果我们一年哦，能够带一个慕道者到教会来。
So if in a year's time we can bring one friend to church.
啊，我们 Pacifica 教会啊，这个 active member 哈，这一个月至少来聚会一次，大约有超过100个人。
So in Pacifica Church we have about 100 active members.
哦，那如果每一个人一年就带一个慕道者来。
So if every one of us bring just one friend to church.
那我们有可能我们今年在教会里面前前后后有100个慕道者。
Then if that happens, then the church would have 100 truth seekers in a year.
那你就发现明年可能受洗的人就会增加很多。
And then you might find that there's more people getting baptized next year.
所以个人布道传福音。是一个教会发展最有效的方法。
So personal evangelism is one of the most effective ways to evangelize and for the church to grow.
有时候我们在想我到底不是懂得很多，我要讲什么。
And sometimes you might think that I don't know the Bible so well, what should I say?
虽然我们不是懂得很多道理我们也可以传福音。
But even if we're not very well-versed, we can still preach the gospel.
好，我们现在看约翰福音。
Let's turn to the gospel of John.
约翰福音的第一章。
Gospel of John, chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章的41节。
Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 41. Verse 41. He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, We have found the Messiah.
这个地方讲安德烈。
Here talks about Andrew.
他找到自己的哥哥叫西门。
He found his own brother Simon.
跟他讲，我们遇见弥赛亚了，一句话。我们遇见弥赛亚。
And he just said one phrase, we have found the Messiah.
然后42节。
In verse 42. 领
他去见耶稣基督。
And he brought him to Jesus.
就这么简单。
It's as simple as that.
所以如果我们不是懂得很道理你就跟他讲我们教会最特别的地方。
So if you don't know a lot of Bible knowledge, you could just tell them the most special characteristic about our church.
我们教会有圣灵啊。
Our church has the Holy Spirit.
然后就讲我们个人的体验。
And we could talk about our own personal experience.
得圣灵那种喜乐，那种平安，实在是非常宝贵。
The joy and peace that you felt when you received the Holy Spirit.
然后你来试试看。
And you could tell them, come and try it out.
这样就可以了。
And that's it.
所以你不需要讲很高深的道理。
You don't have to talk about deep mysteries or the.
那再来就是我们个人布道就讲个人的体验。
And so for personal evangelism, we could talk about our own experience.
如果我们跟别人在讲一些理论可能对方会跟你辩。
So if we talk about some theological points, they might try to argue with you.
但是如果不是懂得很多，我就讲我个人信耶稣的体验。
So if you don't know that much about Bible knowledge, what you could do is to try to share your experience.
我信耶稣以后，我的个性怎么改变
？How I have changed after I believed in Christ.
我的坏习惯怎么改变
？How I have gotten rid of my bad habits.
你就把我们从主耶稣得的恩典就讲清楚就可以。
And you could just tell them the grace that you have received from Lord Jesus.
那这一种是别人没有办法反驳的。
And this is something that others cannot refute.
因为我过去的我跟信耶稣以后我不同那你有什么办法说我没有
？Because I have changed since I believe in Christ, and how can you deny that I did?
那这个叫做活的见证。
And that is a living testimony.
哦，所以即使我们不是懂得很多，也可以做个人布道。
So even if you're not well versed in the Bible, you could still do personal evangelism.
哦，真耶稣教会是一个很不同的教会。
True Jesus Church is a very different church.
对，你看啊，它为什么这个名字叫做真耶稣教会
？So why is the name called True Jesus Church?
你到我们教会来哈，来看看。
Well, you could come to our church and see for yourself.
那这样就是个人布道。
And that is personal evangelism.
哦，但是个人布道哦，如果我们有更好的属灵装备哦，那就更有果效了。
However, if we have better spiritual equipment, then it might be even more effective.
哦，没有也可以做，但是有装备啊，是更好。
If you're not equipped, you could still do the work. If you're equipped, that's even better.
哦，那我们的装备是什么
？So what is our equipment?
啊，我们现在来看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第一章。
Let's turn to First Thessalonians chapter 1.
啊，《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第一章。
First Thessalonians chapter 1.
第五节。
Verse 5.
我们第五节哈、哦。我们读一下，然后我们大家来想想看哦。福音传到帖撒罗尼迦有几个重要的因素。
So let's read this verse and let's think about what are the reasons for the gospel to be preached to Thessalonica.
啊，请你读。
Verse 5. For our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and in much assurance as you know what kind of men we were among you for your sake.
啊，大家算算看，这个第五节里面哦，福音传到帖撒罗尼迦有几个因素。
So you could count the causes of how the gospel went to Thessalonica.
一二三四五六七八，有几个因素。
How many do you count?
我用讲的，你举手就好了、啊、四个因素举手。
So if you think four, you can raise your hand.
五个因素的举手。
If you think five, you raise your hand.
六个因素的举手。
If you think six, you can raise your hand.
好，我们再算算看、哦、第一个。
The first one.
言语。
Words.
第二个，全能。
Second, power.
第三个，圣灵。
Third is Holy Spirit.
第四个。充足的信心
，and in fourth, in much assurance.
啊，第五个
，and in fifth one.
为人
，and how we were among you.
五个因素啊。
So five reasons.
没有，你也可以传哦。
Even if you don't have these, you can still preach the gospel.
不要看一看哦，我不敢传了，这个标准太高，我不合，不是这样啊。没有也可以传。
So it's not like, oh, I'm not up to these standards, I can't preach the gospel. It's not like that. Even if you don't have these qualities, you can still preach.
那有更好。
But if you have these, that's even better.
那我们就来想讲啊，这五个。
So let's think about these five points.
那第一个言语什么意思？
It says word. What does that mean?
我用讲的哈，你看对不对？
So I'll say it and see if you agree with me.
言语就是口才，对不对？
So word is eloquence.
同意的举手。
If you agree, raise up your hand.
好。哦，还有没有？言语代表什么
？What does word mean here?
哦，英文叫 words 啊、哦。言语啊、哦，就是指着神的话。
The word here means the words of God.
啊，当然口才也很重要。
Also, of course, eloquence is very important.
那我们传福音是什么？传神的话。
So what do we preach when we preach the gospel? We preach God's words.
圣经这么大本，你要讲什么
？But the Bible is so thick. What are you going to say?
所以我们教会把圣经归纳起来十个最重要的重点，叫做真耶稣教会的基本教义。
So our church has compiled 10 basic beliefs.
哦，那它不是要取代圣经了哈，它是从圣经里面把它综合起来。
It's not to replace the Bible, but it summarizes some key points.
哦，因为下午聚会哦，大家可能不容易集中精神，所以要用问的哦，比较方便。
And because in the afternoon it's harder for people to focus, so I'm going to be asking a lot of questions.
传福音就是讲十大基本教义。
So when you preach the gospel, you talk about the 10 basic beliefs.
不同的慕道者讲不同的教义。
And two different truth-seeker friends, you can say different article of faith.
好,下面一个问题啊。
And so, next question.
十大教义可以背的举手。
So, who here can recite the 10 basic beliefs?
不要客气啊,十大教义啊,谦卑是好的啦,但是可以记得起来的,举手。
So, it's good to be humble, but if you can remember, you can raise up your hand.
大家都这么谦卑。
So, everyone's very humble.
好,那十大教义里面有所谓真耶稣教会的五大信条是什么?
So, and within the 10 basic beliefs, there is the 5 doctrines. Do you know what they are?
也就是这五条跟一般教会都不一样。
And these 5 are different from other churches.
好,真耶稣教会五大教义会背的举手。
The 5 doctrines, who here can recite it?
哎,谁?啊。洗脚礼、洗礼、圣灵，还有两个。
Foot washing, 洗脚礼、baptism,
okay,
Holy Spirit, Sabbath.
我们怎么记呢？你就看哦，灵恩布道会最后一天哦，我们做什么
？So you can refer to the last day of spiritual convocation, the things that we do on that day.
第一个，我们去洗礼。
First, there's baptism.
第二个，回来洗脚礼。
And then after coming back from baptism, there's foot washing.
再来圣餐礼。
There's Holy Communion.
这个叫做三个典礼。
And these are the 3 sacraments.
典礼就是跟得救有关的仪式。
And these sacraments are rituals that has to do with salvation.
丧礼是不是典礼？
丧礼吗？
对，是 funeral.
It's funeral.
是，不是？
Is it a sacrament?
丧礼不是典礼哦。
Sacrament. Funerals is not a sacrament.
因为它跟得救没有关。
Because it does not have to do with salvation.
婚礼是不是典礼？
Is a wedding.A sacrament?
也不是典礼。
It's also not a sacrament.
洗礼是要做什么?
But what is baptism for?
赦罪,洗去我们的罪。
It's for the removal of the sins.
洗脚礼,为什么?
And foot washing, why?
与主有份。
To have part with the Lord.
圣餐礼。
And for the Holy Communion.
纪念主的死,跟得救有关。
To remember his death.
将来要复活
It's to resurrect with Christ.
所以这个是典礼哦。
So these are sacraments.
好，除了这个三个之外，真耶稣教会还有两个跟一般教会非常不一样。
And other than these 3 sacraments, there are 2 other points that our church is very different from others.
一个叫什么？祷告得圣灵。
One is that we pray and receive the Holy Spirit.
所以我们传福音常常是祷告第一个。
So when we preach the gospel, a lot of time we pray first.
带慕道者来哦，要先解释哦，怎么祷告。
And when we invite our friends to come to the church, we explain to them how we pray.
那我们也有信徒哦，带慕道者来之前呢，我先祷告给你看。
And we also have members who would pray in front of their friends to let them know what to expect.
这个是。真耶稣教会对神最直接、最有力量的体验。
And this is the most direct experience that we have with God.
好，那我们再介绍祷告哦，这怎么介绍？
And how,
介绍圣灵怎么介绍？
And how do we introduce our prayer or the Holy Spirit to our friends?
我常常听到的第一个，我们祷告有点奇怪哦。
One thing I often hear is that our prayer is a little bit weird.
再来。
Next.
你不要怕。
Don't be afraid.
第三个
Another one.
忍耐到底你就一下就过去了。
Be patient and it will end.
那这样介绍有什么不好?
So what's wrong with these introduction?
三个负面。
It's 3 negative thoughts.
看到慕道者等你介绍完了不敢来了。
So after you give your introduction, your friend might not want to come.
又有一点奇怪
It's
又不要怕
odd, And don't be afraid.
又忍耐一下
And I have to endure it.
那你要怎么介绍
So how do you introduce it?
我们教会有圣灵很奇妙
We have the Holy Spirit. It's miraculous.
在其他教会没有的
It's not found in other churches.
所以这是好机会你要把握
So this is a very good opportunity that you have to hold on to.
那你专心祷告一下就过去了。
And if you pray, you focus and pray, the time will pass really fast.
那祷告你会很喜乐很平安。
And you will be full of joy and peace.
用正面的来介绍。
So introduce it with positive words.
那就第四条了齁，圣灵。
So that's the fourth doctrine, that's Holy Spirit.
还有真耶稣教会还有一个很大不同是什么？
Also the last difference.
安息日。
Holy Sabbath Day.
星期天是传统。
The Sunday is tradition.
在外教会是传统。
For other denominations, it's their tradition.
礼拜六这个是什么？十大信条，十条诫命里面的第四条。
But for Sabbath to be on Saturday, that is the fourth commandment of the Ten Commandments.
所以我们向人传福音就是真耶稣教会五大信条，再来就是十大教义。
So when we preach the gospel, we tell other people our five doctrines and the ten basic beliefs.
那五条是跟其他教会完全不同，那其他还有五条，有的一样，有的不一样。
So we have five doctrines that are different from the other denominations, and then five that are somewhat similar and maybe different from other churches.
所以第一个要言语，我们在道理上要准备。
So first is the word, and we have to prepare.
诸位，我们学游泳怎么学的？
So everyone here, how did you learn to swim?
或者骑脚踏车怎么学的
？Or how did you learn to ride a bike?
脚踏车拿起来跳上去，摔了几下就会了啊。
So if you ride your bike and fall down a couple of times, then you will know how to ride it.
那游泳丢在水里面喝水几下，你就会游了。
And the same thing for swimming. After you jump into the water, after a few gulps.
所以如果我们常常跟慕道者这样互动久而久之我们这十大信条就会很熟悉。
So if we talk to True Seeker friends a lot, then slowly we will get to be very familiar with the ten basic beliefs.
所以这是第一个装备。
So this is the first equipment.
因此如果慕道者多了每一个人都可以跟他介绍我们教会的基本信仰。
And if we have a lot of True Seeker friends, all of us could talk to them about the 10 basic beliefs.
那这个慕道者就不会一直等着要谁才能够跟他讲，每一个人都可以跟他讲。
And so the True Seeker friend won't need to wait for so-and-so to be available to talk to them about the 10 basic beliefs.
所以第一个就是言语。
The first one is word.
那第二个是什么？
What's the second one?
全能。
Power.
我们要传福音权柄很重要。
And when we preach the gospel, power is very important.
所以保罗说我用神机骑士的能力使外邦人顺服。
So Paul says that I use miracles and signs to make the Gentiles believe.
所以今天要叫人来信耶稣不简单。
So, in today's day, it's very difficult to invite other people to come.
但是如果有神的权柄能力不困难。
But if there is the power of God, then it's not difficult.
你现在看到保罗。
So, if you think about Paul,
教育水准很高。
He was very well educated.
社会地位很高。
He had a very high status.
再来，圣经很熟。
And he was very well versed in the scriptures.
那这样一个慕道者来，你怎么叫他信耶稣？
And for such a true seeker to come to the church, how do you tell him to come to believe?
我每一个人都说，这个我没有办法，这个慕道者我没有办法。
And everyone might say, I can't deal with this particular true seeker.
那你看保罗信耶稣多简单。
But you can see how easy it was for Paul to come and believe.
光一照他就扑倒。
The light shone on him and he fell.
眼睛就瞎了。
His eyes went blind.
人扑倒又瞎了，那他能做什么？
He fell and he got blind. What could he do?
主啊，你是谁？
He said, Lord, who are you?
我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
And the Lord said to him, I am the Lord Jesus whom you are persecuting.
主啊，你要我做什么？
And Lord, what do you want me to do?
所以光一照。 扑倒，他就信耶稣了。
So when the light shone on him, he fell and he believed.
所以能够让人信主啊，不是我们的口才啊。
So for us to get other people to believe, it's not our eloquence.
是神的话加上圣灵的权柄，好像剑扎到人的心。
It's the word of God with the power of God. It's like a sword piercing into other people's hearts.
所以。我们看那个《使徒行传》第一次布道大家有什么反应
？So if we look at the first evangelism work in the book of Acts, we can see what people's reactions were.
使徒行传第二章
，Acts chapter
37节
，verse
37。第二章37节
，chapter 2 verse 37。Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren." What shall we do?
在这里啊，彼得在讲道理。
Here Peter was preaching.
你们钉死的耶稣，他已经复活了。
The Jesus that you crucified, he already resurrected.
他就是救主。
He is the Savior.
那这样他证道很短啊。
His sermon was very short.
听见的人好像刀扎心啊。
But for the people who heard it, it was like,The sword cutting into their hearts.
这个就是权柄嘛。
And this is power.
听完那我们怎么做
？And after they heard the message, they ask, "What shall we do?"
彼得说要悔改啊。
And Peter said, "You have to repent."
悔改就悔改吧。
So they repent.
你看那个施洗约翰在旷野传道。
And so if you look at John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness.
施洗约翰有以利亚的心智跟能力。
He had the heart and power of Elijah.
那施洗约翰怎么布道
？And how did John the Baptist preach?
毒蛇的种类。
You brood of vipers.
你今天如果我们讲毒蛇的种类，慕道者大概走出去了。
Can you imagine we say that today? Our true seeker friends will probably leave.
但是施洗约翰说毒蛇的种类，他每个人都悔改啊！对对，你讲的很对。
But John the Baptist say you brood of vipers, and the people listen and they.Agreed, and they repented.
真的有罪，接受他的洗礼。
I have sinned, and they received the baptism.
所以那个权柄从哪里来
？And where did this power come from?
就是从圣灵来。
It's from the Holy Spirit.
所以圣经里面主耶稣交代门徒怎么做。
So in the Bible, Jesus taught the disciples.
使徒行传一章八节。
Acts chapter 1 verse 8.But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth.
这个第八节分作两部分。
In verse 8, there is two parts.
第一个，你们要得圣灵。
First is you shall receive the Holy Spirit.
第二个，你们要传福音。
And second is you shall go and out and preach.
得圣灵在前面。
You first receive the Holy Spirit.
然后你们就会得着能力。
And you shall receive power.
有时候我们常常觉得，为什么我觉得很软弱
？And how come sometimes we feel very weak?
不是我没有圣灵。
It's not because we don't have the Holy Spirit.
没有被圣灵充满。
But rather it's because we're not filled by the Holy Spirit.
所以每一个人要做宣道工作的每一天都要祷告。
So for every one of us to do evangelism, we have to first pray.
那现在一个问题，大家来想，祷告多久？
So the next question is, how long should I pray for?
我要去传福音，我每天要祷告，祷告多久呢？大家
I want to go and evangelize. How long should I pray for each day? Any thoughts?
祷告多久
？How long?
She said, Annie, 要祷告多久？如果你讲15分钟
，If you say 15 minutes，
20分钟
，20 minutes，
还10分钟。
10 minutes.
你定一个时间哦，你如果问我说圣经翻出来，我翻不出来。
If you say a time and then you ask me where does the Bible say that, then I can't tell you.
圣经没有时间啊。
The Bible doesn't say a time.
但是圣经有个目标。
But there's a goal that's Bible,
要被圣灵充满。
That you need to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
所以每天祷告到圣灵充满。
So you pray each day till you're filled by the Holy Spirit.
那这样我们出去传福音就会很有果效。
In that way, when you go out and preach, it will be very effective.
所以使徒时代他不是去传道祈祷。使徒啊，他不是传道祈祷。
传道祈祷是什么？
传道叫 preach the gospel， 然后祈祷。
Oh, so when the apostle, in the apostle's time, when they went out to preach, it's not that they preach and then pray.
他是祈祷传道。
They prayed first and then preached.
啊，祈祷在前面，传道在后。
They prayed first and then they preached.
哦，所以啊，我们教会哦，如果传福音要有突破，我们在神的权柄能力的装备上一定要有突破。
So if we want to have this breakthrough, we have to first have a breakthrough in our, on our equipment.
那没有其他选择，要注重祷告。
And you have no other choice but to focus on prayer.
那连带一个问题哦。
And our next questions.
我很怕祷告，那怎么办？
I'm afraid of praying. What should I do?
那传福音哦，要祷告啊，但是我很怕祷告，要怎么办？
To evangelize, I have to first pray, but I don't want to pray. What should I do?
哦，okay. 你就从五分钟开始。
Sorry, so you start from 5 minutes.
五分钟习惯了，那再加五分钟。
And once you're used to 5 minutes, then you add another 5 minutes.
十分钟习惯了，再加五分钟。
And then when you're familiar with 10 minutes, or you're used to 10 minutes, you can add another 5 minutes.
15分钟了哦。
And now you have 15 minutes.
那你这样一直祷告下去哈，过了一段时间，你就会有体验。
And if you continue to do this, after a while, you will have an experience.
这体验就是觉得心里很喜乐，很平安。
And the experience would be that you will feel a lot of joy and peace in your heart.
啊，觉得很甜美，很舒服。
And it will feel sweet and very comfortable.
啊，那到了那个情况之后呢，你要延长到20分钟、30分钟不困难。
And when you're already in that state, when you pray 20 or 30 minutes, it will not be difficult to you.
哦，所以第一个哈，就是要先适应短的，然后逐渐把它加长。
So what you could do is you first get used to praying a short time frame, and then slowly stretch out the time.
那当我们被圣灵充满，你会很享受。
And when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you will really enjoy praying.
所以我们回到帖撒罗尼迦书第一章。
So let's turn back to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
第一个言语，第二个全能。
The first is word, second is power.
第三个圣灵。
And the third is Holy Spirit.
圣灵什么意思？
And what does it mean?
这个慕道者来教会哦，要帮他祷告，求神开他的心。
And when our true seeker friends come to the church, we have to pray for God to open up their hearts.
因为圣灵会带领我们进入真理里面。
Because the Holy Spirit will help us to guide us into truth.
所以如果圣灵在运行，慕道者听道理听得很清楚。
So if the Holy Spirit is working among us, our true seeker friends will have a clear understanding.
那我们本身要向慕道者讲道，要祷告。求神的灵感动我们，讲出他适合他的需要。
And we also pray to God and ask God to help the speaker to say the words that is suitable for them.
好，那下面充足的信心。
And in much assurance.
我们本身讲的，我们自己要有信心。
And whatever we say, we have to have faith in what we say.
比方说我们讲要信耶稣要上天国。
For example, we say we believe in Jesus and we will go to heaven.
哦，慕道者问说，那你信不信？
And our true seeker friends might ask, do you believe this?
哦，这个是圣经记载，我现在还在努力。
And you can say this is what the Bible says, and right now I'm still working towards it.
但是如果我们真的相信，
But if we truly believe
this, 你就可以把它讲活了。
What you say will be more alive.
哦，好像你去过天国，没有去过天国啊。
Your words will be more vivid as if you've been to heaven.
那为什么讲到好像你去过天国？因为我们信嘛。
But how is it that you could describe it so vividly as if you've been there? It's because you believe.
那最后呢，就是为人。
And the last one is how you are.
一个慕道朋友来教会哦，神他没有看见。
And when our true seeker friends come to church, they don't see God.
但是人他看得见。
But they see the people.
所以他现在决定我要不要去这个教会，就看里面的人。
So for them to decide whether I want to continue to go to this church or not, they look at the people.
是不是对他们很有爱心、很温暖，这样关心接待他们？
Are the people loving and caring?
哦、所以、啊、这个就是五个装备。
So these are the five equipment.、
哦、那我们每一个人、啊、努力装备自己。
And all of us could strive to equip ourselves.、
哦、来试着、啊、带慕道者到教会来。
And to invite a friend to come.
那我们的宣道工作就会开始有进步。
And our、evangelical work will improve.、
啊、我们现在请找朱弟兄来继续。
Next, let's invite Brother Chu.
好，我们一起默祷。
Let's bow our heads and pray in silence.